Time is 8:32. I'm Howard Feldman. Joining me in studio is Travis. Is it Tober?
Tober.
Oh, let's just get there. We go.
Yes, Tober.
Okay. Well, welcome to South Africa.
Thank you.
And of course, you are the brand, the global brand ambassador for aviation gin. I do want to tell you this. I'm sitting with a beautiful bottle of Aviation American Gin in front of me. Just to tell you, because I looked into the kosher aspect of it, and I'm going to give you the information. You can make your own decisions around it. The general understanding is that gin that is unflavored is kosher. So, but it is, this, it doesn't, it's not certified, under any organization, but it is unflavored. So you get to choose. Certainly, I'm comfortable drinking it, but, everybody's got to make their own decision. And we are, in fact, giving away a bottle of aviation gin. Travis, tell us about aviation.
So aviation gin is, pretty much the first American style of gin ever created. We started making it back in 2006. Mm-hmm. It was a collaboration between Christian Krog's dad, one of our master distiller, and Ryan McGarrion, who is a bartender today. So it really was the first style of gin that really kicked off this gin craze that's going across the world.
And it's insane. I mean, gin is just, you know, I was away for the vacation period, and some of it I was in Cape Town, and you could barely find tonic water.
Yeah.
Because everybody, I mean, G&Ts are all the rage again.
I was at a bar last night. Mm-hmm. We had an event at Tonic, and there was 85 just South African gins, which is crazy.
Incredible.
To me. So there's, there's thousands upon thousands of gins,
right,
now. So we basically helped kick this craze off with,
well, good for you.
Yeah, it was,
I mean,
great.
Look what,
yeah,
you have done for society.
Yeah.
I mean, Nobel Peace Prize and everything.
I think so. I think we should get one.
Let's nominate. 34519 or 061-895-1019. I want to know from you, where is aviation gin made? All you've got to do is give me the name of the country, and you stand a chance of winning a bottle of aviation gin. And your bottling's quite different. It's very, very, it's a combination of almost, it's incredible simplicity, but class. I don't know how to.
Yeah, it's Art Deco 1920s New York.
That's kind of what it is.
Yeah, Art Deco 1920s New York.
That's exactly what it is. You've almost got the sense of the of a building, of a skyscraper.
For sure.
There.
Yeah, it's one of the most beautiful bottles.
It is absolutely magnificent. So, what do you think? I mean, you of course have got the you're part of this resurgence.
Mm-hmm.
But why does this type of thing happen?
I mean, you know, once somebody finds something that they really, really enjoy and get passionate about, it just kind of takes off from there. And really, it's because of the bartenders. You know, you can't walk anywhere or go any country anymore and not find a great cocktail bar. You know, the information age, there's so much information out on the internet, and, you know, everybody's passionate about cooking and food and having fun, right? So the bartenders have really helped us push it and help push gin into everybody's palate, and everybody enjoys it. Plus, nobody ever wants to drink what their parents drank, and everybody's parents were drinking vodka and,
right,
you know, whatever.
And so it becomes circular.
Yeah, you want to drink what your grandparents drank, and you always, there's always that cool picture of your grandma and grandpa having a martini, and you're like, I want to do that. I want to be this.
Absolutely right. But the way in which we drink gin today is quite different, mm-hmm, as well. I mean, people are using lots of fresh ingredients. It's almost got this, you know, cucumbers and all sorts of things. You know, I know that wherever we went in Cape Town, was always, people were always serving gin, and there was this, always a table of whether it was blueberries or cucumbers and lime, and you could sort of make up your own flavors to pull out whatever worked with that particular gin.
Yeah, and it's perfect in South Africa because you guys are very warm a lot of the time. You know what I mean? Mm. So it's a perfect summertime drink. It's light and refreshing, and it's clean too. You don't feel like bogged down by it, you know.
Mm. It is really, how active are you here in South Africa?
So we've been in South Africa for about a year and a half now. And, you know, South Africa is a top five gin market in the world now. And we're really, really happy to be here.
Amazing.
And it's starting, it's over in like over 500 different stores. It's been in,
incredible.
It's in like any one of those cocktail type bars, like those fancy speakeasy bars. You walk in, it's already there. It's doing really well. It's going better than we ever thought it would. And, you know, I'm happy to be here and love. I've been here for a week now, jumping around Cape Town, and got to Joburg here yesterday, and I'm enjoying every bit of it. Plus, it's, you know, 32. It's super cold in New York City right now.
Yeah, well, so. you've had a really rough winter.
Yeah, it's been.
And yeah, we've had an incredibly warm summer. 345-19 or 061-895-1019. I want to know where Aviation Gin is made. What is the difference between New Western versus London dry gin styles?
So yeah, so London dry, is that, you know, that pine needle, that juniper taste that everybody knows and knows to be true of gin, is that, you know, punch you in the face, juniper, taste. New Western style or American style gin is juniper's on the back end. It's more citrus forward. It's a little bit more easier going and not, it's more balanced. It doesn't have the crazy amount of juniper that, you know, like Tanqueray or Beefeater, which are both amazing gins,
right. But
they'll punch you in the mouth with juniper. It definitely, you know, you're drinking gin. So this is a little bit more subtle.
It's a more subtle flavor.
Yes, absolutely.
How do you recommend, is there a way that you recommend that Aviation American Gin is consumed?
You know, one of the biggest trends, because I get, this is like my 20th country I've been to, and obviously.
And I'm sure we all ask the same question. What's the best way to drink the gin?
Yeah, for sure. My favorite way is just right on the rocks with an orange slice, you know?
Really?
Yeah, really. It's one of the few gins you just drink on the rocks.
Oh, then that's what I'm
saying. Yeah, and then another trend, honestly, that's taking place, especially in America.
It's orange. Hey, you said a slice of orange.
Slice orange, yeah. Slice of orange. In America, everybody's starting to drink gin and sodas, gin and club sodas. And,
that's interesting.
Because, you know, it's not as much sugar as tonic. It's a little bit lighter, you know.
Here we've started to see a lot of some very interesting production of sugar-free tonic waters. Mm-hmm. Because obviously the amount of sugar in tonic water traditionally is huge.
Yeah.
And it's quite deceptive because we don't think there is.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't taste like Coke.
Yeah, and then you add, you know, gin in there.
Exactly. Add gin. And add a few berries because you want to be healthy.
Yeah, for
right.
sure.
Yes. So, yeah, very, very interesting. So you're saying on the rocks with a slice of orange.
Slice of orange. Perfectly refreshing.
I actually think that's – what do you think? Doesn't that sound perfect?
Mm, it does. It really does.
Yeah. We're going to give that a bash. Definitely. That definitely sounds great. All right. Now tell me about, Ryan Reynolds' association with aviation.
Oh yeah. So,
that's very exciting.
Yeah. It is very exciting for sure. It makes my job very much easier.
Of course.
So yeah, he actually tasted, aviation when he was doing a film shoot in Vancouver, Canada. And it was at a bar. One of his favorite cocktails is a Negroni. He had it and he was blown away by how good it was. And he asked the bartender's recipe and he's like, well, what gin you use? And he showed him Aviation. He's like, this is amazing. Yeah. And, you know, like a week later, he got a hold of us and said that he wants to meet up with us and see how he could be a part of it. And we're like, yeah, right. You know, Ryan Reynolds wants to be a part of us, you know?
Yeah.
And we met up with him and crazy enough, he invested with us and, you know, we don't pay him. He's not a spokesperson. He's an actual owner of the company.
Incredible.
He sits at our board meetings. He makes sales calls. It's crazy. I've never seen anybody.
You know what? Tend to call me. Wow. I'll buy a bottle. I'll buy a case. Please just give him my number.
I'll add that on the list of people I've had him reach out in South Africa.
Right. Exactly. Because you know what? We'll have a chat. Well, it's interesting because, what's his name? Who got involved with the tequila company was,
George Clooney.
Was George Clooney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure he was inspired a little bit about the $1 billion that he sold his tequila company for. But, you know, nonetheless, yeah, it's been a wild ride in, you know, the last year or so. And he's doing so much for the brand, so much awareness of the brand and, you know, his social media game is strong. So, you know, once he posts about aviation, we have this huge, you know.
I'm sure. I have no doubt.
Yeah. And it's, you know, 6-7 years ago when, you know, I'd walk into a bar, I'm like, you know, have you ever heard of aviation gin? Like, no, I don't think so. Now it's like, yeah, oh yeah, oh, I know it very well, you know.
Yeah, it's interesting. And of course, the most authentic type of brand ambassador that you could have is somebody that genuinely loves the product and is actually involved and invested in inverted commas in it because they love and live that brand versus somebody who's just sort of holding up something and saying, you know, this is what I'm paid to say that I drink.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, Ryan drinks his aviation gin on the rocks with an orange slice as well.
Oh, me, I also do it. Yeah. As of today, that's exactly what I do.
Oh, as of today.
You know, I'm finding more and more similarities.
Oh, really? With you and Ryan? Oh my God.
I had a double take when I came in here, actually.
I get that a lot. Wow. You know, are you in something? Never mind. All right, 34519 or 061-895-1019. I want to know where aviation gin is produced. 8:50, we need to wrap this up, but Travis, just give us a very quick sense of how the process that a gin goes through, or that your gin goes through, the aviation gin goes through in production.
Yeah, the easiest way to describe it is it's a maceration method. Mm-hmm. So just think about the Nutri-Grain spirit that we use, and we source all of our botanicals, and then we basically put it in a giant tea bag and let it steep for 17 hours. And then we redistill it after that, cut the heads and tails, and keep the heart, which is the best tasting part. It doesn't have any oils or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And then, we just bottle it up and send it out across the world.
You bottle it up in a beautiful bottle.
Yes. Beautiful bottle.
Beautiful, beautiful bottle. It's got something very, you know, you say 1920s. I'm almost seeing like a 1950s. I don't know why.
Mad Men-esque.
Yes.
Yes, very Mad
Men-esque.
That's
what I'm seeing, yeah. Absolutely fantastic. One of the most gorgeous bottles I've seen, and it's a very, very simple but classy, quite retro, really great indeed. Zanati, give me a number between 1 and 10.
4.
All right. Of the first 10 answers in, you know what? I can get to use a drum roll.
Oh,
yes.
Oh my God. Do you have the studio audience as well?
I've got the studio audience all ready and waiting. That, you know, because they have really been very, very, very tense waiting for this announcement. The winner of a bottle of aviation American gin. To Brian. Well done, Brian.
Hi.
All right. We have your number. Lindiwe will give you a call after the show in order to arrange for you to collect it. So well done. And Travis Tober, he is a global brand ambassador for aviation gin. Apparently, you can buy it at Spa, Macro, Checkers, and Pick and Pay, just to name a few. It retails at around about 450 Rand per bottle, and I'm greatly looking forward to trying it this evening with just neat with ice and a slice of orange, and that's how it's going to be. Travis, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And just enjoy your time here in South Africa.
I will.
Excellent.